But if you think you can turn me out, girl, I just wish that you would, cause you keep, oh, you just keep, now you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say what's up with you, I'll never go back. See, there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby, practice what you preach.
It is sounds of the late Barry White on this one titled Practice What You Preach.
There is a lesson I'm gonna teach. Here I am, practice on me.
Do you practice what you preach? Practice what you preach. It is 7 minutes into the hour of 4 o'clock. It is the first Sunday in the month of September, the 9th month in the year 2025. And of course, welcome to the crossover right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, The Eye. And I'll be your host as usual every Sundays from the hour of 4 o'clock to the hour of 6. Abigail, yes, a very familiar name to our radio listeners, especially the crossover listeners, because I am the only host of the crossover. But like I usually say, I always have to introduce myself. That is the tradition, that is the culture. Even though a lot of people never understand why we always have to introduce ourselves over and over throughout the show, you know, every 10, 15 minutes or any time you might feel like there is somebody tuned in and they don't know who they are listening to, whose voice they are listening to. And then you have to say your voice. Yes, that is just the rule of radio. We always, always have to introduce ourselves as the host. So it is a beautiful Sunday. I'm loving the weather. It's getting warm and warmer. I've been saying it right here on air that I'm not, you know, somebody who likes the cold weather. No. The cold weather is not for me. I struggle so much with the cold. So this is why I'm the advocate of warm weather, right? So we are in spring officially. The only struggle that I'm now facing with is the pollination. Yes, the pollen. It really gives me a lot of allergies, right? I have to live with itchy eyes throughout the days, throughout the weeks, you know, sneezing out of the blue. And it's actually out of your control. You just start sneezing. Your nose is blocking. Your nose is itching. Yeah, but other than that, to be honest, I'm really, really happy that the days are getting warmer. Yeah, we are human beings and we never get satisfied with life. So when you get something you want, it comes with its own negative side. And then you also find yourself complaining about that negative side that comes with whatever you want or you love. Unfortunately. And we all know that with the warm weather comes, mosquitoes, a lot of, one of these things that flies. Why am I forgetting flies? They are flies, right? Yes. So the warm weather comes with a lot of things, colleagues. It's mosquitoes, it's flies, and then sometimes it gets unbearably warm. You have to find ways to cool your body, right? But honestly speaking, I prefer that other than trying to figure out how to keep my body warm. I prefer to find ways to keep my body cool rather than finding ways to keep my body warm, to be honest. And I know I have a whole backup out there listening right about now, agreeing to whatever I'm saying here when it comes to loving the warm weather. Honestly speaking, it is for me. It is now 10 past the hour of 4 o'clock. Today, we really have an interesting conversation. We also have a guest who's going to join into the conversation and just share with us. And also you as a listener, wherever you are listening us from, you are also welcome, you know, to come through and just share with us. It could be a story. It could be an input on today's discussion, whatever it may be. Do not shy away to come through and share with us. So I will give the first two or three callers an opportunity to request a Sunday song. Yes, I've realized that in most cases when I do that, people do come through and they call in and they request a song and they listen to the song. So the first two or three callers, just know that you will have an opportunity to request a song. And then you will listen to it on this beautiful, beautiful first Sunday in the month of September. Yes, 2025 is really not here to play. It's not here to stay. It's here to do its job and say goodbye to all of us. Because, wow, guys, this year just started recently. And already we are almost towards the end of the year. I love to see it. Well, the only issue is that we do not have holidays, from now until December. So it's like the longest period where we don't have holidays for those who can, get a day off and enjoy. Because me, as a radio host, I do not get, such things as holidays. You know, when you are not going to work, I am here behind the mic, keeping you guys company. So that is the only issue with this time of the year from September, right up until December. There's no holiday at all. And I know this is, the time where we start feeling the end year fatigue, you know. People start feeling like, ooh, the year has been so long. It's time. It just comes to an end and say, goodbye, right? That's the only unfortunate part about these 4 months, of the year, unfortunately. So on Friday, we received, you know, terrible news as the country, as Africa at large. One of our, reggae musician, a very well-known reggae musician, unfortunately, passed on Friday, the 5th of September, 2025. And he was well known as Ras Shehama. Well, Ras Shehama was a Namibian reggae musician, whose blend of African rhythms and socially conscious lyrics made him one of Namibia's most internationally recognized artists. Yes. He was one of Namibia's most internationally recognized artists. You know, he really went internationally and performed. His music merged Rastafari influences with political commentary, his experiences of exile, and the resilience of the Namibian people. So Shehama was the son of the Namibian early prominent businessman, David Shehama, an avid SWAPO supporter from its early days. And he passed away on Friday at the age of 59 years old. And of course, the whole of Namibia, you know, artists, creatives in Namibia, have really shown, you know, their heartbreak. They've sent out, their message of condolences. You know, he was really a pioneer in the music industry, or let me just rather say the creative industry, because he really paved way for a lot of artists that we are enjoying in this time and era. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to forget that. And I'm glad I didn't forget it, because usually I will have things on my mind, to just come and share with you. But the moment I get behind the mic, it just all flies, out. So I'm really glad, this particular message did not fly out. Yeah. The time is really moving. 16 past the hour of 4. Allow me to also just wish lovely birthdays to everybody born today on the 7th of September. Well, one thing I always emphasize on is that don't look at it as your birthday is it's on Sunday. And what can you do on Sunday? There's a lot you can do on Sunday, you know, with loved ones, with your friends, those close to you. You can just do something to enjoy the day and remember the day, because it only comes once in a year. And I always encourage you guys to do the most out of it, you know, enjoy it. I think mine, it's on a Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, next month. So I will definitely enjoy it. I will not even look at the fact that it's during the week. No. Or maybe I will wait for the Friday. Well, regardless, do enjoy your birthday, and of course, make the most out of it. One thing I always usually do before we get into the particular conversation for the day or for this Sunday, is marketing ourselves. We are a business, and I always remind you guys that we are a business. We sell services. And of course, when you buy these services, this is how me, Abigail, you know, okay. So that is how I get paid at the end of the day. So don't just listen to the services that we sell or we offer, but try to get them, try to buy or recommend if you know anybody who would want these particular, services. So I will start off with the subscription of our e-paper. If you are not yet subscribed, well, you are really missing out, because our e-paper provides summaries of business, economic news, as well as policy development. Our e-paper is called The Villager. Maybe you just usually see it around from others and you wonder how do they get their hands on it. Well, it's very easy. It's very simple. All you have to do is save this number. 081-204-144. The number is 081-204-144. You can save the number as the Villager newspaper, so it's easy for you to remember in case you don't subscribe in that particular moment. And after you have saved the number, do send a WhatsApp message, not a text message, not an iMessage, guys. Not an RCS message. A WhatsApp message. You could say subscribe, and wait for a response that is going to notify you that you have been subscribed. And, you will now start to receive a digital copy that is every Mondays, every Wednesdays, as well as every Fridays. So it's three times in the week, right? And of course, we also have our complimentary apps, the Imba app and Eagle FM app. The Imba app is an application where we have different hymn books, under it. I always tell you guys that we live in a very technological era, so you cannot be walking around carrying a hymn book. Today, when I was even heading over here, I found, a very young lady carrying this big hymn book, you know. And, I was wondering, okay, where do you live, ma'am? Haven't you heard about our Imba app? So you can download, the Imba app. It's under Omalite Technologies, that is on App Store or iStore if you are an iOS user, right? And our Eagle FM app, a very convenient app. It allows you to tune in and listen to us anywhere you are on your smart device, as long as you have mobile data or a Wi-Fi connection or an internet connection, you will be able to listen to us. And in a case where you have missed a show, live show, you can find it under podcasts, so you can listen to that show. Yeah. And also our Eagle FM app offers an opportunity for businesses who'd like to increase their products and services visibility across different consumers. So we have a digital billboard on our Eagle FM app. If you have the app, I'm sure you have noticed that we have a digital billboard where businesses advertise their products and services. And of course, this provides a visibility across different consumers. And our social media remains the most active in the country. Mm-hmm. And this provides an opportunity for you as a business who wants to enhance your product or brand visibility to do so. And also another service that we offer is our outside broadcasting van. So our outside broadcasting van, let me say you have an event that you'd like to be broadcasted to a larger audience, and you don't know how to do that. Well, we are the go-to team. Our outside broadcasting van will come to you wherever you are, whether it's in the borders of Namibia or outside the borders of Namibia. Well, a team will come to you and make sure that your event or your message reaches a larger audience or an audience through our live on-air radio and also on our social media platforms. Yes. So in a nutshell, that is us, Eagle FM, Eagle Media House. Do not hesitate to contact us for any services that you would require. Just remember that when you do that, Abigail gets paid. And of course, Abigail stays keeping us company on air Mondays to Fridays and as well on Sundays. And if you just tuned in, a very good afternoon to you. It is now 23 past the hour of 4 o'clock. And without any time wasting, just allow me to officially welcome you with a welcoming song, as we always do right here on The Crossover. And on the other side, we will all come hear what today's discussion is all about. And thereafter, we will get hold of our guest and get right into it. So don't go away. Here is Phil Collins on this one that is titled Every Day. One of the very, very lovely songs out there.
Everything about you.
By Phil Collins, bringing us to exactly 29 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the crossover if you just tuned in. It is the first Sunday in the month of September. I don't know why I was thinking today is the second Sunday. I don't know. But when I double checked, then I realized, it's just the first Sunday. Seems I'm rushing. I'm rushing to somewhere. Yeah, maybe I'm rushing to my birthday month, which is the next month, right? I don't know. Well, regardless, let's get right into today's conversation. You know, when we look at a beautifully set sail, we see a picture of freedom and smooth sailing. But what we don't always see is the stormy weather that helped get it there. You know, the headwinds, the unexpected squalls, as well as the moments when the destination seems impossibly far away. So today, we are navigating those waters, right? We are going to hear from our guest who faced their own personal storms. Those tough setbacks that felt like they would capsize their dreams. You know, they are going to share with us how they didn't just survive those moments, but used them to adjust their course, strengthen their resolve, and ultimately sell directly toward their goals. So get ready. And of course, right here on The Crossover. So today we are talking about sailing personal setbacks to achieve your goals. Sailing personal setbacks to achieve your goals. I know a lot of us, when we are faced with setbacks, or when we are in a moment of setbacks, we usually feel like this is a stumbling block that I'm not going to move past or to move forward from. That is how it usually feels in that moment. But when you look back after you have moved past, you know, the stumbling block or the setback, and then you realized, oh, wow, I think I really needed that in my life to get where I am right now. Right? So last week, Sunday, I almost forgot to get a recap of what we spoke about last week, Sunday. Last week, Sunday, we spoke about, you know, just pardon me for a bit. Yes, you know, sometimes you have to multitask and I don't know. I don't know why people never understand that when you are on air, you cannot multitask. Yeah. And apologies for that. So last Sunday, we spoke about something that we all deal with, right? One thing about The Crossover, we always speak about things that we all deal with. And last Sunday, we looked at bad habits or tendencies that we needed to get over, looking at the fact that we were now in the last Sunday of the month of August, and also it was the end of the winter season. We were now getting into a new season, and usually a new season is considered as something where you can always start afresh, always look forward, you know, to new things instead of, you know, looking at the old things or feeling like you cannot move past whatever bad habits or tendencies you are currently going through. So that was last Sunday's conversation, encouraging all of us to move past the bad habits. And I even mentioned a few bad habits that we might all relate to, you know, bad habits such as impulsive spending, bad habits such as switching off that alarm when you're supposed to wake up immediately when the alarm goes off. Such tendencies, these are tendencies we were talking about last Sunday, that we need to move past these, right? It's a new season. And of course, it's a new month, so we can definitely do it. So today, we are talking about, you know, sailing personal setbacks to achieve your goals. And of course, we will look at strategies on how you can do this. How can you sail personal setbacks to make sure that you reach where you want to be or where you want to get to? Because obviously, setbacks are going to be there. That's a guarantee. You are going to face setbacks in this life. And setbacks, you know, they come in different aspects of our lives. It could be in your job, could be in your love relationships, your platonic relationships. You know, it could be any aspect of your life. Believe me, you are likely or you are guaranteed to face a setback. But now, how do you move past this setback? That is today's conversation. And without any time wasting, let me try to find our guest so we can get right into, you know, this conversation. And I'll also share a story with you guys, how I sailed, personal setbacks to achieve my goals or my goal. Yes, definitely. I'm that host who always brings in a personal story here and there. Not always, but I always do it in most conversations that we usually have here on the crossover. It is 25 minutes to the hour of 5, and if you just tuned in, you are welcome. Today, we are talking about sailing personal setbacks to achieve your goals. Let me go collect our guest. I will not introduce her. It is a she. I will come give her the opportunity to introduce herself, and we will get right into it. Don't go away.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
23 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock, and we are now getting right into the conversation for today, which is about sailing personal setbacks to achieve your goals. And I'm now joined by our guest for today. I will not introduce her like I said. I will give her this opportunity to do that, introduce herself. And of course, we will get right into the conversation. A very good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Abigail.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good, good. Well, I don't like introducing my guests. This is something you know. You have been on the crossover before. So the opportunity is yours to, you know, introduce yourself to our listeners.
All right. Thank you for the platform again. I am so excited and grateful to be back on the crossover. So, I don't know if they've even recognized my voice by now, but my name is Bianca Vainga. I am a candidate legal practitioner, a pageant queen, an enthusiast, a mom, a dancer, a baker. You can name everything under the sun. That is me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are glad to have you here again on the crossover.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure being around here.
Yeah. So let's get right into the conversation, Bianca. It's a Sunday and Sundays are for lovers. I don't want to keep you for long. So today's conversation is titled Sailing Personal Setbacks to Achieve Your Goals. What does this mean to you personally? And how has it guided your journey?
Okay, well, I believe it's the perfect metaphor, if there's such a thing. It's a perfect metaphor to explain the unpredictability of life. Sailing is basically a reference to, you know, navigating through the ocean. And when you think about the ocean and the sea, it's sometimes rough, it's sometimes calm, sometimes there are storms. And heaven knows what's underneath there, whether it's sharks, whales, it's predictable. And that is the closest thing that we can equate life to. You have no idea what to expect when you wake up every morning. So sailing personal setbacks, I believe, is the perfect metaphor for how we deal with life. Navigating through storms, the calmness, avoiding sinking or drowning. That is definitely how life is. It's literally sailing through life.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Can you share with us a specific dry season you have faced and how you knew it was time to move toward a new season of renewal?
Dry season. Well, I don't want to call mine a dry season, but I think I've had a couple. But one that would be relatable to most of our listeners would be when I failed my final year of law school. So a bit of background, or let's contextualize this failure. I would say I come from academic excellence. I had never failed a grade, I was never held back. I was a performer. I had all the awards. They hang in our home. Mm-hmm. I have the certificates. I was even awarded the best English second language learner in the entire country when I matriculated. This was all over the newspaper, you know, all those things. So imagine I'm at this high and I get into law school. It was, of course, a surreal experience. And first year went by, second year went by, third year went by. You know, maybe you did a sub here and there, but you never failed the entire year. Then, boom, final year comes and there you fail because of a module or two. And it was my first time ever experiencing a major failure in the sense that I could not graduate or I could not proceed to the next stage because of this failure. And I remember being so disappointed, being ashamed, embarrassed, and all sorts of things. And when I thought about all my previous academic experiences, this was new to me. I've never experienced such a thing. How did I even get to this point? Those were all the questions that that were going through my mind. It wasn't only there were not only social implications of failing. There was also the psychological part of it. I felt unworthy. A lot of the times I felt dumb, you know, all sorts of things. So not only were people looking at you like, she failed. No, you know, we thought you were going to graduate. All those sorts of things. Also how you viewed yourself. That was such a horrible time. But how I knew it was time to move past that failure or that dry season and work towards what was coming next for me was when, during this period, I was pregnant with my daughter. And I had just given birth, and I had an exam about 10 days before she was, just after she was born. She had been sick for a while, and she had managed to get better, so I had to travel for an exam. I remember when I landed in Windhoek, and I was headed home, I cried. I cried so much when I got off the taxi, because I realized I was now literally hundreds and hundreds of kilometers away from my newborn baby, practically. And she didn't have anyone. Of course, she had her grandma and everybody else there, but as in, I am her mother. I'm the one who needed to give her everything in life. And here I am, a failure of my final year of law school, having to write an exam. What am I going to do? Am I going to cry, get on a seven-seater and head back to Tsumeb, where she was by that time, and just cuddle myself and we try again next year? I told myself, no, I wouldn't be proud of myself, and she would definitely not be proud of me. So when I studied or revised for my paper that night, I told myself that this is the turning point. I was a failure up until now. I'm no longer that person. I'm no longer seeing myself as the person that failed their final year, the person who didn't understand this. I'm seeing myself as the person working towards her honors degree.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the shift. Just 10 days after I had my baby, definitely that's when I saw myself changing, moving from my
dry season.
My dry season, feeling, you know, moping and self-loathing and,
Wow, that's quite a story, hey?
You have no idea.
Well, you know, many people view setbacks as a final stop rather than a starting point.
Yeah.
So from your experience, What's the first mental or emotional step someone needs to take to begin shifting their mindset after a disappointment?
This one, very perfect. I hope the listeners are turning up the volume. I want it to be as loud as possible for those in the back to hear. And I know a lot of people will not like this, but the first step definitely has to be acceptance, or rather, let's say, stop being in denial.
Mm-hmm.
So being in denial of your situation, whether it's the failure, the breakup, the rejection letter from wherever, keeps us from acknowledging our own contributions to the situation and keeps us from finding a solution. When you stay in that state that you were wronged or you failed, you have whatnot, you don't see yourself as a contributing factor to any outcome. You don't try to look for a solution. You are just in that state. So the first step is honestly stop being in denial. Don't try to baby yourself and try to excuse what has happened. It doesn't help you, and it doesn't help further your life or your goals. Mm. So the first step definitely has to be in accepting what has happened. And the emotional part of, or the first step emotionally, would be letting yourself grieve or experience every emotion connected to the setback. So, for example, for me, it was the failure of my final year. I was ashamed. I was, you know, embarrassed. I was sad. I let myself feel those emotions. Suppressing it means filling everything up, and it will come out once. There's nothing that you can suppress and bury and hide that will stay hidden. Even dead bodies resurface at some point. You throw it in the ocean, it will resurface at some point. So why do you think your emotions are any different? So let yourself feel everything, whether it's grief, whether it is shame, embarrassment. Feel it. Once you felt it and it's out, it doesn't have power over you, which is very important. We are trying to loosen every grip, every hold of whatever the situation has on us, for us to progress. So grieving and feeling and experiencing every emotion connected to the setback allows us, you know, whether it's regret, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness, feel it.
Wow. Lovely. I hope our listeners are really listening attentively.
Yes.
So after the mindset shift, what's the next practical step? Can you walk us through how you went from embracing a setback to setting a new actionable intention?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, that I love that you phrased the question like that.
Mm-hmm.
Actionable intention.
Yes.
There is no, I believe, having an action that has no intention will bring you back to square one. You can do all you want to do, but if there is no intention behind your actions, you'll be back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
So with the intention, I had to set out a plan. It will obviously be different for everyone based off whatever the setback is. For me, it was academic failure. So I had to make a plan of how I would study or how I would conquer these modules that I had left behind for me to achieve the academic excellence that I was striving for. So it wasn't only just to say, okay, I need to study to pass. No, you need to study to pass, fine, but what made you fail the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a certain unit that you didn't understand? You write all those things down. What didn't I understand from this module? Another thing is, how was I studying first? Was it just going through question papers or just reading through the slides? If that didn't work, what kind of approach can I take? You see, these are it's intentional actions that you are doing whilst planning. Even before you even get your hands onto a book, you need to map all these things out. And once you have figured all of that out, you set some rules for yourself. You tell yourself, okay, I'm going to maybe do 2 hours per day for the next 2-3 months. That will help me cover everything. Or I will, you know, when you set these rules, you should also set goals for yourself and a little reward. Because reaching our goals shouldn't be a nightmare experience or a prison sentence. You know, you should be happy. This is something that you're working towards. So rewarding yourself every now and then is something that you should add on to it. So with the action, definitely for me, it was create a study timetable, map out all the things that I struggled with, what I was good at, and I started. I told myself, I'll maybe set an alarm for 8 o'clock. And you know, we do this thing where the alarm rings at 8, you stay in bed, it's now 8:05, and you're like, I'll just start at 9.
You know, that's bad habits, yes, bad habits.
Bad habits. So those bad habits. I told myself, doesn't matter whether I meant to start at, 5 in the afternoon or maybe 8 in the evening and the time has lapsed. If I get a window to study, take it. Mm-hmm. Let me not shift it. The procrastination is what got me to the place that I was. And I saw that if I continue down that road, it's like a hamster running in a wheel and expecting to get somewhere. You're just going round and round and you won't get to where you want to get to. So, yeah, I believe trying to make a plan, but it should be intentional. You should assess everything. That is the first practical actionable step that you can take towards reaching your goals.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how you're mentioning, you know, the alarm thing and procrastination, because the last Sunday, that was the conversation, you know, overcoming bad habits as we are now getting into a new season. So it is a time where you can just start with a new mindset, you know, telling yourself that these kind of bad habits, you need to leave them in the previous season. And also the month of August was coming to an end.
Yeah.
And procrastination is usually a very big contributor, you know, to most of us failing in a lot of aspects of our lives. So I like the fact that you mentioned that one. I like it so much. So you have emerged stronger from your own challenges.
Yes.
What's one key strategy you used to not just survive a difficult time, but to actually grow from it?
You know, when you said I emerged stronger, I remember I'd been in a cab and there was a young lady, I call her a young lady, a girl. She was looking at me the whole time and I could notice that she was staring at me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask her why. So in a soft voice, she's like, I know you from somewhere. So shy. And I was like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, I used to watch your YouTube videos and follow you on TikTok and stuff. You're so strong. And you know, she was telling me about how she believes I'm such a strong woman, and she was narrating a story about her sister and how her sister had sort of experienced a similar thing, but she never made it out. She had committed suicide and so forth.
Oh, that's very tragic.
Yes, such a tragic story. But like when she watched it, she, you know, she wished I was there to sort of
kind
tell
of like
her sister,
motivate her sister.
Yes, motivate her sister that, you know, that it's not the end of the world. And I thought about that whole scenario and how I'm always labeled as a very strong young woman, considering what I had experienced and everything. And not to take away from my personal achievements, but I learned that one thing that kept me strong, even though things were terrible at different times or at different points in that dry season, is that I stopped being the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one thing that we fail at dismally, you know, as human beings. We always want to be the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody does you wrong. Oh, no, they did me wrong. You know, you want to wallow in self-pity and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's nice. It's comforting. It's comfortable to always see yourself as a victim, to always see that people are unjustly doing things to you. You know, it's the easy way out. But when you change your mind, you tell yourself you are not a victim, but rather all that is happening to you is a consequence of your action, your mindset completely shifts.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that you contribute to what happens to you. And I don't mean, for example, you are walking in the street and then you get robbed or, God forbid, you are raped or something. No, those are not the kind of situations. Those are really out of your control. Those are the unpredictable, the storms of life that just come.
Yeah.
I'm talking about things like you failing an exam or being unable to meet a deadline at work. There is an element of your contribution towards that, you know. And when you stop victimizing yourself and take accountability for your share in whatever the outcome is, you start seeing things for what they are and not what you make them out to be. And also believing that things happen for you and not to you,
mm-hmm,
is another way to deal with setbacks that come in your life. Like I said, for example, the robbing and all of that, those are those unpredictable aspects of life that even if you were safe, even if you walked with a taser and all sorts of things, it can happen. It can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And you should believe that things happen for you and not to you. Don't take it as, oh my goodness, I was targeted. No. It was just unfortunately your day.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever was taken from you, as long as it's not your life, it just happened to you. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I started viewing everything that was happening in my life. I told myself, you know what? I contributed to whatever this is. It's okay. I'm working towards making it better. And if something really unpredictable or something unfortunate happens, I tell myself, things are happening for me and not to me. Whatever this is only going to be for the betterment of my story, for the betterment of my journey. And only a year, 2 years later, after everything has happened, I'm like, you know what? If this hadn't happened, I really don't think I would be in this position.
Mm.
Or if these certain people hadn't removed themselves from my life, I don't think I would be able to see this. So, life.
So two takeaways that I'm taking from what you just said now is that, number one, accountability.
Yes. Stopping the victim, guys.
Yes.
Stopping the victim.
And take accountability. And also the other thing that we need to remember as individuals is that things happen for you, not to you.
You.
Wow. Well, so what advice do you have for someone who feels ready to move forward, but they are paralyzed by fear or uncertainty?
Fear. For someone who has anxiety, I understand the whole fear paralyzing you from doing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we should remember that we'll always be scared of the unknown.
Yes.
It's human nature. Something we don't know or understand will always scare us. That is our instinct. That is our primal way of thinking. But you should ask yourself, remember that time waits for no one. That's the first thing, mm-hmm, that you should always remember. So wouldn't you rather spend the time doing something that will get you closer to your goal? Because come rain, come sunshine, in 2 years' time, 2 or 3 years' time,
mm-hmm,
you'll be still sitting at home on the radio, listening to the crossover on Eagle FM, mm-hmm, asking yourself, why aren't you the person that you wanted to become? You see, time waits for no one.
Mm-hmm.
If you are paralyzed by this fear, best believe that fear will still be there in 2 years. Wouldn't you rather have this fear and act upon it than sit with it as time goes on and still be asking yourself the same question or still be living with the regret of not having taken an action? That's what I always tell myself. Same with I have older friends that don't want to go back to university. They're like, I cannot spend 4 more years.
4 years is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. 4 years is a lot.
It's a long time.
Wherever you go, it's a long time. It's like, really now sitting in honors degree, which is, no, I cannot do this.
Mm.
But whether you register for that course today or not, 4 years will still lapse. You see?
You know, I love the fact that you are mentioning that particular example. Because
yes,
I was also at some point in my life in that same situation, where it just felt like 4 years is a long time. And I remember I tried all the shortcuts, you know, that I would come across, you know, like, can I just go do a diploma at this institution? Can I just go do this short course at this institution? And then, there's one person I'll always be thankful for in my life. Somebody who just motivated me and asked me, okay, so if you feel like the 4 years to go to a university and go do this course is a long time, mm-hmm. 4 years from now, when you look back, are you going to be happy about it?
Mm.
Yes. And I remember I sat there and I thought to myself, like, okay, but what do I have to lose in these 4 years if I just have to go and study?
Yes. Because the 4 years will still be 4 years.
Yes, because the 4 years will still come and the four mm-hmm. years is still gonna go. So mm-hmm. what is the best action I could actually do right now? It's to yes. go, right? And yes. just do this thing. Because mm-hmm. I wouldn't want 4 years to come, go, and I have regrets now of like, yeah. I should have gone. Because one thing that I also thought about is like, okay, 4 years from now, I'm going to be how old? Okay, I'm not going to mention my age on air.
because you've been waiting to hear that one.
You know, also one thing that I asked myself was that, okay, now 4 years from now, I'm going to be this age.
Yes.
So would I rather do this thing now or would I rather go and do it at that age or later in life and it's just going to be difficult than mm-hmm. it might be now where I feel like it might be difficult. So, yeah, man, it's one of those things when you're discussing them, you're like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is. Time waits for no one.
For no
Whether
one.
We want to act on it, sleep on it, it will run. It will run. And the worst part is when you are not doing anything productive with your life, it goes by like a twinkling of an eye. You just blink, 4 years is gone.
Yes.
And you have nothing to show for it.
And somebody who I had a conversation with about going to study for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
I think I was in my second year of varsity, and then I felt like time really flies, to be honest. You know,
yes,
as exactly. much as you sit right now and look at 5 years from now as such a long time, but 5 years after now,
mm-hmm.
it will not feel the same way as it felt when you were looking at it in the future.
Yes, definitely.
You know,
I was telling my brother, sorry for cutting you. Mm-hmm. I was telling my brother that I can't believe it's been almost 7 years.
Mm-hmm. You see?
Since I've been out of high school. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm pushing a decade out of high school that felt like it was just yesterday.
Yes.
And in that time, when you look at it, you feel like this time is not make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's not make sure. It's not balancing.
Definitely is not make sure.
I really do agree with you on that because,
Yeah. So I tried to convince somebody, you know, to go and study and, they gave me the same thing that I also thought at some point in my life that 4 years is just a lot. Is a long time to go to school and go sit in school. But I was like, okay, but now they came back to me later after my varsity days, after they've realized that, you know what? Time will always move forward. Time will never go back. And then they were like, no, I think you were right. Maybe I should just consider, you know, going to school. And this is like, 4 or 5 years later?
Oh, imagine.
Yes.
Oh, that is literally an honors degree and maybe like a diploma on top.
Yes, plus the other thing that also stuck with me is the fact that my friend always, you know, wrote something on her WhatsApp status that if you can hold a relationship for 4 years, you can actually go to university and get a degree. And I resonated to that a lot of times, and I was like, no, honestly speaking, if you can stay in a relationship 3-4 years straight, then you can go to school, go get a degree or go get an honors degree without any difficulties.
Yes, because the commitment to another human being.
Yes.
You know, the funny part is that with human beings or with life, it's so unpredictable. You never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But with school, it is literally you have a
course
outline.
Yes.
You have a course outline. You know you have 2-3 assignments. The subjects can vary, but it will never be you are studying commerce and they're going to ask you something about geography. No.
Yeah.
Or you are doing media and then they're going to ask you about something in accounting. No, it really, it's never like that.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike with humans, it's very straightforward. Of course, the difficulty will come with whether you are understanding the course and the materials provided, but there's ways around that. Like we said, we make actionable plans.
Mm-hmm.
We set out what we know, what we don't know, how can we best navigate it, find your studying style. You can make it. Anybody can be a degree holder. There's nothing special
about
that. We did not bathe in water with roots or go to bridges and visit somebody with paint on their face. No, we can all get this degree.
Oh, definitely. We can all get a degree, guys. So looking back, is there anything you would tell your past self during one of those, you know, dry seasons?
I think what I would honestly tell myself, my past self, would be that it's not as bad as you think.
Trust the process.
Yes, and I hate to admit that because I'm somebody who catastrophizes everything. I believe when something happens, oh, heavens should break open, and there should be an earthquake, thunder, lightning. That is how horrible I perceive every situation.
Mm.
And I'm somebody, I always tell people, the P in my name is for patience. Some people get it, others don't, but my name is Bianca. There is no P in Bianca.
Yeah.
So obviously when I make reference to that, it means that I lack patience.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I would tell myself that, you know, it's not as bad as you think. Patience is a virtue and perseverance is its cousin. So when you have the patience, perseverance comes along with it. And you know, you can get through the situations. Like, you'll never be faced with something that you cannot handle. I go to church, but it's
definitely
something that the Lord will never bring something to you that he does not believe you are capable of. And I know this, some will try to justify and say, no, other people's situations are worse and you cannot compare situations. And again, it's never really a comparison. It's really more of what is it that you individually as a person, as a human being, what is it that you have that can make you overcome this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. And last but not least, for our listeners who are currently in a period of struggle, what's a single powerful piece of advice you can offer to help them see their setback as an opportunity for a comeback?
I think, I don't know. You see, the problem is we live in a generation that believes in prosperity gospel, and we want a savior, you know, somebody who's just magically going to come and fix everything. But I think my advice for these people experiencing a dry season and the setback is, you are your own hero.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody and there is nothing that can come and save you if you are not willing to be saved. Every setback that you experience, whether it is a failed marriage, a failed academic year, you lost your job, financial crisis, and all sorts of things, you need to choose to overcome it. It cannot be overcome if you don't stand up and decide that enough is enough. I'm not going to let this make me feel this way. I'm not going to allow this. You know, it will always be different for every situation. You will not have the same steps, like I said, you know, when it comes to overcoming the setback. But you just need to remember that you are your own hero. Once you decide to save yourself, nobody and nothing can stop you from overcoming your setback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Any last words you'd like to leave the crossovers with on this beautiful Sunday afternoon before we let you go?
Of course, I'm jealous for those that are in cuddles listening to our beautiful voices. Hi. But this week, I would like to challenge all the listeners. I want you to look back at what you've done this past year. We are in September, are we? Is it September?
Yes.
We are in September. Everything you've done up until August, all the setbacks and everything that you've experienced, list everything down, what you have overcome, what is still yet to be overcome. And once you've seen what you have overcome up until now, up until the present time, you will realize that you are your own hero. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't give yourself the credit, even if you don't, you know, acknowledge it or put it in the back of your mind, I want you to spend this entire week putting it in the back of your mind that you had this thing and you overcame it. And you still have these things and you will what? You will overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Which Sunday jam would you like to listen to?
You see, that's the problem. The kind of music that I jam to, I don't think our listeners would enjoy it.
Okay, I think I know one.
Which one?
Long as I live, long as I can live.
That's why I love you, Abigail. Yes, it came to my mind, but I was like, you know, people are in cuddles. Is this really what we want them to listen to? But yes, put Tony Braxton for me. I will dance along and...
I will definitely play it for you in a little while.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming through and, you know, being with us, sharing with us your story. It's really remarkable. And I'm sure one or two of our listeners out there, really related, and obviously they got motivated or just got the strength that they were looking for somewhere or somehow, just mm-hmm. by listening, your story.
Well, it's always a pleasure being on the crossover. Like I always tell my friends and everybody that I know, that it's very important to set the tone for mm-hmm. the rest of the week.
Yes.
And the crossover is one of the shows that just sets the tone for the rest of the week. You need that thing on a Sunday that will carry you throughout the rest of the week, you know? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it's always a pleasure. I'm wishing everybody a lovely and productive ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Bianca. I also wish you, you know, a productive week ahead.
Thank you.
All righty.
It is 13 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, and that was our guest for today, Bianca Vainga, who shared with us, you know, her story when it comes to sailing. You know, the dry season, yes, selling the dry seasons, to achieve her goals. So when we are saying dry seasons, we are talking about, personal setbacks. She mentioned how she felt her final year at varsity and that felt like it was the end of the world. But guess what? She pushed through that. How? By taking accountability and not playing the victim. And also looked at how she contributed to her not graduating when she was supposed to be graduating or passing the final year. And these are actually things that we can also, you know, use in our personal setbacks. We could try to take accountability where we need to, and also look at where we have contributed in such personal setbacks. Because most setbacks that we face, it's things that happen because of our prior actions, right? It's things that happen in most cases because we acted in a certain way. So if you know very well that your actions have led to certain personal setbacks, you just need to take accountability and not play the victim, because you are not going to resolve anything. An example that I would give is you as an individual finding yourself in a bad financial state, right? And you know very well how you got into a bad financial state. Probably your personal actions, your spending was just uncontrollable. There was no control there. You just spent however you wanted. No budgeting, nothing, no financial advising, nothing. And you find yourself in a situation where you can't even buy yourself toiletries. So instead of now becoming a victim, playing the victim, just take accountability and find solutions or ways on how you are going to move past this, financial situation you are finding yourself, and then move into achieving your goal, which is now financial independence. Because we all want to be financially independent at the end of the day. I don't think anybody wants to be in debt, or somebody wants to be broke all the time. No ways. So if your goal is financial independence, you need to find a way on how you are going to sail past your personal setback, which is unnecessary spending, not budgeting, or not getting financial advice. So thank you so much, Bianca, for, giving such points to us. And I hope everybody who is listening out there, is going to use these key points that you left us with to try and sail past their personal setbacks. Take accountability. Do not act as the victim. And of course, you never know. And also, please, procrastination is also a major problem in our aspects of, life, as I have mentioned earlier on. It is one thing that really, really sets us back as individuals. So I always encourage all of us to try and work past that. Procrastination. Whenever you find yourself procrastinating, please just stand up and do whatever you need to do. We will now be going for a musical break. That was a whole lot of, information to digest and just, let it get into. I don't know which part of the brain receives information, so I'll just leave it at that before I mention things that are not supposed to be mentioned. I almost said our medulla oblongata. I don't even know what usually happens in that part of the brain, but it is the part of the brain that is very well known to me, the medulla oblongata. 18 past the hour of 5. Starting off with Tony Braxton, Long As I Live, and this one will be followed by Sounds of Dido, White Flag. And after that, we will have Lionel Richie with Love or Love. And I will see you on the other side.
Everybody's talking about you and you're together. How could you do?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
About Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
For the world and all its people. all the wonders love can bring. Give us strength and understanding. Give us all one song to sing. Let the music play. Play it loud and make it clear. It's time to stand up to a new world that is now so near. All the walls are falling down. More children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all this suffering will be no more.
Oh yeah,
say it
loud,
say it loud,
make it clear today. Woo! It is Lionel Richie on this one titled Love or Love. One of those songs when you listen to it, no matter what mood you were in, you will definitely feel the love from the track. Bringing us to 28 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And of course, that is the time I will say my goodbyes to you and leave you in the hands of Hende on the Eagle Spot Zone from 6 o'clock. Up until 8 o'clock tonight. And before this one, well, Dido also came through with a song titled The White Flag, as well as Tony Braxton, as requested by today's guest, Bianca, Long As I Live. Yes, that was our musical break. And of course, I thought that we had a lot to digest, so we needed to digest on three lovely tracks. Right? Well, it is a Sunday. A shout out to all the lovers, as we all know that Sundays are for lovers. Yes, and yeah, man, they deserve a shout out. That's for sure. Because today is their day. Today we are talking about, you know, sailing past setbacks to achieve your goals. And our guest for today, she shared with us her story on how she sailed through her dry season, or rather her setbacks, you know, to get to where she is today. So can you as well, right? So can you. One thing you need to remember is that things happen for you, they don't happen to you. Right? Things happen for you, they don't happen to you. So I also said that I will share a story with you guys. Even though the story is more or less similar to Bianca's one, but there was a time where I felt like, I don't know if I am gonna come out of this, but yes, it was a setback, and I definitely came out of it. So it was a module, you know, I was already struggling with a module in that year when I was doing it. So now imagine failing a module that you are already struggling with. I remember I can't even describe the feeling in that moment. You know, just the thought of I was already struggling because I really had hope. I really had hope that I would at least pass the module, by, you know, 50%. One thing I can tell you guys is that 50%, when you pass with 50%, in or at a higher institution, that is a lot compared to when you are in high school, where 50% is really the bare minimum, and you really have to push, you know, your 60s or 70s, 80s there in high school. But in varsity, 50% can actually be what you need, because some of these modules are really hectic. So I really had hoped that I was gonna pass that module with at least a 50%. As much as I was struggling with the module, I believed that I could, you know, reach 50%, but unfortunately it never happened that way. So now it meant that I had to carry this module into the next year or the final year. And now the thought was that, okay, I already struggled with this module. Now, how do I know that I am going to pass it in the final year? Because it's now in my final year and I have this 3-year module that I cannot risk failing. Because if I fail it, that means there is no way I'm going to graduate. I have to repeat it again to graduate. So what did I do? I came out of that mindset of that the module was hard, and instead I tried to make time for the module to try and see where I was struggling. And this is the reason why I said my story is more or less similar to our guest. So I had to make time for the module to try and understand it better, because probably in the previous year I didn't understand it, and that is the reason why it felt, or it seemed to be, a very difficult module. So I had to make time, try and understand the module, you know, also try and put effort in assignments and tests. Because with varsity, you get a lot of marks from your CA rather than your exam mark. So you need to perform very well in your CA, so that it can save you even when you don't do well in your exams. And for me, in the previous year, both my CA were not good, and obviously the exam was also just terrible. So I ended up failing that module. So after failing and repeating the module, I really excelled, to be honest. I do not remember getting 50s or 60s in that module, in anything that I did, whether it was an assignment or it was a test that I wrote. And I passed it with a distinction. Yes. So, yeah, that was really, something very nice. You know, overcoming a dry season or moving past a personal setback, it is really a nice feeling because nobody wants to be behind or to feel like they are behind on something. As we all know that time waits for nobody at all. Time will always move. It will never ever wait for you or me. Never. And of course, now we will look at, strategies on how you can, you know, sail past your personal setbacks to make sure that they do not hold you back and you achieve your goals at the end of the day. So to navigate personal setbacks and achieve your goals, focus on reframing the situation into a learning opportunity. Just like the examples that we gave you here that, look, when you have failed in something, instead of being the victim or playing victim, rather look at, you know, what went wrong? Where could I have done better? Use it as a learning opportunity. Acknowledge your emotions because emotions, they also really, play a part in, situations that we always face. So, taking consistent action with small manageable steps as well as maintaining a growth mindset. Well, this can lead you to building resilience by cultivating self-compassion, seeking support from others, as well as adjusting your goals or plans as needed and celebrating your progress to stay motivated. So the first step or strategy that you could do is acknowledge and accept your feelings. Allow yourself to feel your emotions. It's always very important. But don't get stuck dwelling on them. This is a natural part of setbacks. You know, when you are faced with a setback, there's this overwhelming feeling that you will feel like, what in heaven's gates is this? You know, it will feel like, it's there to stay, to weigh you down and hold you down. But remember that you need to allow yourself to feel these emotions. But what you need to remember is that don't get stuck dwelling on them. Mm-mm. And that is the mistake many of us usually do in our setbacks or when we are faced with setbacks. We dwell and on them and we get stuck on them. We now can't move forward. We need to remember that setbacks are, you know, are a natural part of our lives. They are prone to happen. They are prone to take place in our lives. We just need to allow ourselves to feel what we are feeling in that moment, because you are definitely going to feel something in that moment, and, you know, get past them, move past them. Don't dwell into them. Because, for example, if you fail a module and you know very well that you are already struggling with that module. So now you, instead of just feeling what you need to feel and move past it, and now look for ways on how you are going to move past failing this module again. You dwell on it and then you tell yourself, I don't think I'll ever be able to pass this module. I don't see myself ever passing this module. That is wrong at the end of the day. Feel what you are going to, feel what you are feeling. Allow yourself to feel it, but don't dwell on it. So that is the first strategy. Acknowledge and accept your feelings. The second one is to reframe the setback. View the setback as a temporary challenge and an opportunity for learning and growth rather than a reflection of your worth. Did you hear that? View the setback as a temporary challenge and an opportunity for learning and growth. Learn from your setbacks, because you can learn from your setbacks. That's for sure. Learn from your setbacks. Where can you work better? Where can you change? Where should you do what to make sure that you move past this failure and actually into your growth? The third one is to cultivate self-compassion. A lot of us, we are really hard on ourselves. You know, be kind to yourself and also practice self-care. Recognizing that your mental health is a priority. Very, very important. Always recognize that your mental health is a priority. There was a time where we had a discussion on positive self-talk, learning how to speak to thyself or oneself positively in a manner that does not diminish or make you yourself feel small, right? It is very important that as individuals or as people, we are compassionate to ourselves. Yeah, it is very important. Because if you are hard on yourself, now imagine how the next person is going to be towards you. Leave that to people who are not you. Always try and practice kindness to yourself. Because it's not everybody out there who's going to show you kindness. So in times of setbacks or failure or dry seasons, always be kind to yourself and always remind yourself that this is something that is just happening for me. It's not happening to me. So that means we are definitely going to overcome this particular season. Another strategy is to adopt a growth mindset. You know, believe that your abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Always, always believe that your abilities can be developed through dedication as well as hard work. So this perspective helps you see setbacks as opportunity to learn and improve. Another one is to review and revise your goals. Very important. Always reevaluate your goals to ensure they are still relevant and achievable after the setback. And also take consistent action. Break your goals into smaller manageable tasks and take consistent action. Even if it's just a small step, you know, to try and build momentum. And also always create a plan. Develop a clear action plan to move forward, but also be prepared to adjust as it is needed. Anticipate and plan for obstacles. This is something that I always encourage those around me, those close to me, that it is always important in life to anticipate and plan for obstacles because they are likely to arise or to happen. So identify potential obstacles before they arise and create strategies to address them, increasing your preparedness. This is very important. Always identify potential obstacles. What can go wrong? And if it has to go wrong, how do we navigate through it? Because they are likely to arise. So when they arise or when they happen, you are actually prepared for them. And also focus on your why. Always remind yourself of the core reasons you set these goals, as this can provide motivation during tough times. Always, always focus on your why. Why are we doing this? Why are we on this journey? Why are we walking this path? Why are we walking through this road? Why are we doing this? Because this is going to always remind you the core reasons why you are doing whatever you are doing. And this can provide motivation at the end of the day when you are facing tough times. And also seek support. Always seek support, guys. Talk to trusted friends, family members, those around you, mentors who can offer encouragement and a different perspective. One thing we need to remember is that there is always a different perspective other than ours. And this is why, for me, for example, when I have a perspective on something, I will ask one or two people who are close to me just to see if my perspective aligns with their two different perspectives. Or their perspectives are actually better than mine. So always, always seek support. Talk to trusted friends or family members or even mentors, those around you who can offer encouragement and also a different perspective other than yours. I see the telephone is ringing. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah. I'm good, good. Where are you calling us from?
Varves.
Oh, you're calling from Varves.
Yeah, I'm listening through the app.
You are listening through the app. That's lovely to hear.
Yeah. Today you are lucky. People are not watching soccer.
I remember how I always have to fight soccer during this particular time of the year.
Yeah, because the soccer you always love you're crying.
Yes, 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 yes. And you just reminded me, I'm here celebrating that it's now getting warm. I actually forgot that. Yay, yay, yay. Soccer is back, actually.
Yeah. Mm. I want to know the difference between says pity and act of kindness that you are talking about there.
Oh, you want to know the difference between self-pity?
And the kindness. And the kind yourself whenever you are facing the setback.
Uh-huh. Okay, in my perspective, when it comes to self-pity, is you feeling sorry for yourself, and it's not the right thing to do?
Yeah.
I don't know which example I can give now in the sense of
whenever
self-pity.
You are facing adversity.
Sorry?
Whenever someone facing an adversity.
Can we use,
like someone fail a module, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Let's say you failed a module.
Yeah.
Right? And, instead of you acknowledging that you probably failed this module because you were not prepared.
Yeah.
Yes. Now you start feeling pity for yourself.
Yeah.
That is wrong. But in the act of kindness to yourself,
yeah,
it's you feeling whatever you are feeling, disappointment, you know, feeling bad, being emotional, but then at the end of the day, you tell yourself, it's okay.
It's okay, yeah.
This is just a setback. We are going to move past this.
Okay.
We are going to work hard next time when we have to do this module again.
So meaning I should not put too much burden on myself.
Yes.
Oh.
Don't put too much burden on yourself.
Okay.
Be kind to yourself.
The third party or other people can put burden on us.
Yes. For example, maybe you are in a relationship and you find out that your partner cheated on you.
Yeah.
Don't take it as there's something wrong with you or you are lacking something.
Oh, maybe I'm not doing my job.
Yes. Or you are not, or you were not a great partner to that person. No.
Yeah.
Take it as, maybe you are just not the person they wanted or they needed.
Or you are not compatible.
Yes. Or maybe you are just not compatible. So they had to go and find somebody they are compatible with. Don't self-pity yourself that, maybe I should have improved. I should have, you know, cut my beard. I should have cut my hair every Sunday and all that. No.
Okay.
Tell yourself maybe we're just not compatible or the signs were there that we were not working out and this person had to go and find their person. Yes.
Okay. Meaning if the normal way is not working, maybe the other way we can do it the other way around.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Which song must I play for you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon?
Any reggae music because we are remembering our.
So I should play one from Ras Shehama.
Yes.
I will definitely do that.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Even City Young Girl.
Even City Young Girl.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Have a lovely week ahead of you, hey?
Same to you.
Alrighty. Bye bye. Yes, it is 8 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock And we were looking at strategies on how you can sell your personal setbacks to achieve your goals. And our caller from Valvis, thank you for coming through and, you know, being part of the conversation, asked what is the difference between self-pity and, you know, being kind to yourself. So now we move on with the last strategies, looking at our time. It's almost time for Ego Sports Zone. I mentioned the fact that you need to always seek support. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or those you believe can offer encouragement to you and also just a different perspective on how you are seeing things. Another strategy is to learn from the experience. Look for the lessons within the setback, such as identifying new solutions, improving your skills, and also changing behaviors. Because when you fail, let me say you failed a test, you failed an exam, you failed a whole module, there is a reason why you failed, right? So probably changing your behavior can actually improve you passing this test, passing this module, or passing this assignment. And last but not least, let's always celebrate progress. Very, very important. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small they are, to reinforce positive momentum and stay motivated. And this is something that I always encourage my listeners, that you must always celebrate your progress. It doesn't matter how small it is, just always celebrate it. Yeah, 6 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And this is the end. This is where we come to the end of today's conversation right here on The Crossover. And also thank you so much to the listener to remind me of, you know, this time of the year. It's been such a while, and I had forgotten how I always have to look for my listeners every Sundays during this time, because they are always somewhere watching. How many men? Is it 22? 22 men running after a small ball. You know, I always have to look for the listeners during this time of the year. Thank you for reminding me of that fact, that struggle. I'm just here being excited of the warm weather, and I totally forgot about the soccer. Yo. Well, allow me to wish all of you guys a lovely week ahead. And always remember today's discussion: when you are faced with a setback, always remember that a setback is just there for a little while. It is eventually going to move on or to go by. All you need to do is just do a few things. If you know you contributed somehow to a setback, take accountability. Do not play the victim. Mm-mm. And always remember that setbacks happen for you, they do not happen to you, as our guest for today mentioned that. Beginning of the show, I reminded all of us, I'm sure we have all seen the news of the passing of Ras Shahammer, who was, you know, a pioneer in the music industry in our country. You know, he had the international stage. He performed at international stages and all that. So it is a great loss to the creative industry. It is a great loss to the nation. It is a great loss to the international stage at large. And well, the only song that I found, City Young Girl, it is a remix with Sunny Boy. It's Ras Shahammer featuring Sunny Boy. And of course, I will leave you with this one. Let's go out there. Let's have a great week. And let's not do things that are going to deter us from having a great week ahead of us. This evening, please, please, please. Here is Ras Shahama from me, Abigail. Until next Sunday, same time, same place. It is adios. Do stay tuned to Ego Sport Zone. That will be starting shortly with Hende from 6 till the hour of 8. Bye-bye. Well, she just saw me in school. She pull all them guys just like a Marvin Hood Lord. She dressed like a mother upon a summer season. A pretty first year, no green. The city of the two. Uh-huh. No, she make all them guys, they might feel all sexy when she walk on the street like in a fashion parade. Them tight, she had the one for greed. The sugar daddy, she had the one for grab. The mother promise of the whole wild city. Make she think I'm shopping down loving till she gets excited to the sparkling lights of the night. The city young girl, she's just a city. City young girl, she's just a city. The city young team, she's just a city. City young girl, she's just a city. She can't find her man. No, she keeps on sitting on seeking. I tell you when she's gonna stop doing all night long. She can't find no place to be. She keeps on ruining the city. Someone miss you, Sido. And I see too, she's fine. She's just a city. She's just a city. This city. She's just a city. Young girl. She's just a city. She ain't gonna tell you so. This girl is hot. This girl is the one. The way that she be wiggling, walking, chewing her gum. With that Betty Davis smile, Maria Nepembe attitude. Can I walk in your mentally? Shashwanti Motel Hengumo. First name expenses, last name you can afford. This girl is only into guys with knowledge, Katimon. You should see her walking, want to crack and not study. Unless the head she is broken in the heart. Kajale kolo pa kopa kopa pa kopa kopa. Shake a pesha ludosa to topa topa. Cause she's beautiful, so her future looks bright.
When life gifts you an unexpected breakdown, take control with Express Credit. Borrow $3,000 to $32,000, same day loan approval. Call 081-9500-500 for more information.
Peter, of the injury, she says she won diamond ring. Upon her finger, Lord, she won gold chain. Upon her neck, this city young girl, city young girl. Even though she says she love a Jimmy, well, of the money, no, she love a Peter. Of the injury, she says she won diamond ring. Upon her finger, Lord, she won gold chain. Upon her neck, she won riding a beamer. She says she don't want no Corolla.
This girl is only into guys with knowledge, catching more.
I think the young girl, that's what you like.
I think the young girl, that's what you like.
Make all them guys, they might feel all sexy when she walk on the street like in a fashion parade. Them tight, she are the one for greed. The sugar daddy, she are the one for grab. The mood of promise are the whole while she keep. Make she think of shopping down loving till she gets excited to the sparkling lights of the night. The city young girl, she just a city. She just a city. She just a city. This city. She just a city young girl. She just a city. I'm gonna tell you so. She just a city.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
I'd gladly love anyone.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.